This is a third time, same patient's dictation, somehow it is lost. I would appreciate you taking care of it this time. New paragraph. The patient's name is K-K-A-Y, that is K-A-Y-K, last name Kinser, K-I-N-S-E-R. Her date of birth is March 20, 1962. Patient seen for Dr. Bailey, B-A-I-L-E-Y, George, and also for Dr. Sanborn, S-A-N-B-O-R-N. New paragraph. Dear sir, thank you for this referral. This 63-year-old female comes for evaluation today because of a abnormal protein found in her recent blood test. She does not smoke. She does not drink, except socially. She is allergic to penicillin. New paragraph. Symptoms, patient complaints of tingling and numbness of lower extremities, pain also. Patient says that she has occasionally shortness of breath. Recently, she was seen by Dr. Fazio for shortness of breath and tachycardia. She had workup, which included Holter monitor and stress test. Subsequently, she was placed on carvedilol. Recently, patient was seen by Dr. Bailey for tingling and numbness. His impression was that she had paresthesia and abnormal plasma protein showing kappa light chain at 23.2 milligram per liter. Normal range is 19.4 or less. New paragraph. Her past medical history includes history of early stage diabetes. When she had hemoglobin A1C of 6.5, she was on Mounjaro for several months. She lost about 50 pounds, and she is feeling a lot better now. So according to her, she was taken off of Mounjaro, thinking that her symptoms may be related to Mounjaro. She has been treated in past with Robaxin. At one time, she was believed to have multiple sclerosis. In past, she has also taken Flexeril, and after that, she had hard time walking, so that was discontinued. She was switched to Robaxin. Because of this pain and paresthesia, she also had a workup which included MRI of spine, and which showed spinal stenosis at C5, C6, C and C7, none in thoracic area or sacral area. New paragraph. In past, she also had carpal tunnel syndrome of right hand, and also she had workup with EMG and nerve conduction velocity. She had several surgery in past, which included cholecystectomy following cholecystitis. This was in 2004. She has rectocele repair. She had a thyroid lump removed. In the past, she did have fatty liver, and she was told to lose weight. Hopefully that will improve it. She had colonoscopy in the past, which detected precancerous polyps, and they were removed. She also had balloon esophageal dilatation through upper GI endoscopy with a balloon. And she has been on several medications. which includes gabapentin, later on switched to Lyrica. She's on carvedilol, and she's on estrogen vaginal cream. New paragraph. Physical examination, she is 5 feet tall, weighing 140, blood pressure 115 over 62. She is normocephalic, ICNT unremarkable, lymph node negative in the neck, chest symmetrical, lungs are clear, heart regular, abdomen soft, pulse sounds active, extremities no edema. We did do the blood work. The CBC was entirely normal. CMP, including total protein and albumin, was within normal limit. She had urine and serum immunoelectrophoresis, and no abnormality was detected. New paragraph. Diagnosis. Diagnosis 1, paresthesia. Diagnosis 2, possible peripheral neuropathy. Diagnosis 3, history of diabetes, now improved. New paragraph. Recommendations. At this point, I do not suspect any plasma cell disorder. Her immunoelectrophoresis of blood and urine is entirely normal. Her MRI and CT scan of the spine also does not reveal any bone lesions. So I think suspicion for multiple myeloma is very low at best, if not, not at all. New paragraph. I would recommend continuing monitoring, and there may be other reason for her paresthesia and pain in lower extremities. Most likely it could be due to her spinal stenosis. However, there is not much of that in thoracic and lumbosacral spine that I know of, at least thoracic. New paragraph. Thank you. This is a consultation on Kinzer K. Copy of this may be sent to Dr. Bailey. Thank you.